You're listening to the voice of Mr. J.T. Taylor of Cool and the Gang, something entitled Take My Heart. This is Venus, my children, here to fill your hearts with the sexy sound of the great Tom Scott, something entitled We Belong Together. Let the church say amen.
Nice choice.
Yeah?
Come here. I've got something for you. Give me your face.
What? Oh, this is nice.
Nothing but the best for the people I care about.
You mean this is a gift?
Of course, silly. You're not too perceptive. I like that in a man.
Well, I just didn't expect this.
I'm full of little surprises. Hold that thought while I go freshen up.
Hurry back.
Venus, I never hurry. Remember that. While I'm gone, why don't you tune up your imagination?
For you? What are you doing, holding a seance?
Of course not. Having a meeting.
Oh, with who?
My spiritual advisor.
Uh-huh. Where is she?
What's with all the questions?
I'm the inquisitive type. Listen, I don't suppose I could have a little bit of that there holy water.
Only if you promise to drink it in your office.
All right. You got a deal. I thank you. By the way, I want to tell you that for the last, hour, you've been in violation of Title 47 CFR Section 73.1201.
What does that mean?
Yeah, simply stated, if you don't hurry up and put on a station ID, KRP could lose its license, and you, your job.
One should never hurry, Andy. Remember that.
Baby, if you wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, I can't figure it out.
Well, man,
maybe you just frightened her off with your animal magnetism. Maybe she got kidnapped by aliens on her way to Washington.
Maybe she decided she hated you and split.
Are you kidding? First of all, the woman doesn't get scared. Second, she comes up here dressed really dangerous, brings me champagne, gives me a gift. Check out the dollar value of this, huh? I tell you, if it ain't love, it's a vicious case of life.
Now that's what I like to see. One man admiring another man's earrings. Kind of helps me keep my priorities in line.
Did you see a girl last night?
As a matter of fact, I did, in my apartment. It's quite funny.
Talking about around here.
Oh, you mean, did I see your guru?
Well, did you see her?
No.
Who?
Venus lost a girl.
Lost a girl? When?
Last night.
Why would you want to do that?
I didn't. I mean, I didn't exactly lose her. It was more of a case she...
dumped him.
What happened?
Seems our man was having a romantic interlude, and...
she went to the washroom. Used to happen to me all the time. She'd take her purse.
Uh-huh.
If they take their purse, they're not coming back. That's why I always try to get their car keys.
Did you go after her?
Yeah.
In the ladies' room?
Mm-hmm. Venus.
I knocked first.
Good golly.
It was very bizarre in there, too.
Really?
I've never seen anything quite like it in my life.
Really? Excuse me.
Maybe you were coming on just a little bit too hard.
Actually, she was coming on. I was still trying to tune up my imagination. Now I'm all tuned up, no place to show.
Venus, these are Sergeants Alcorn and Davies.
Air Force?
Police.
Traffic?
Lee Gordon Sims, also known as Venus Flytrap.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Crime.
The burglary of a wholesale jeweler in this building. Are you familiar with a woman named Jessica Langtree?
Yeah, where is she?
We have her in custody.
Custody for what?
Mr. Sims, you're under arrest.
Hey, you guys need a warrant for that.
Yeah, you got a warrant for this?
Of course we have a warrant. We're professionals.
Put your hands behind your back, please.
Well, is that really necessary?
I'm afraid so.
Mr. Sims, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to
everybody.
Lord, have him present with him.
Hey, Venus.
Hi, Mr. Carlson.
How's it going?
Real good.
Well, good.
What are you doing in that beard?
It's part of the disguise, man.
So, did you get any sleep?
Are you kidding? I don't have what you would call great accommodations here.
This place is a palace compared to where I did time in Mexico, man. I mean, you could barely eat the food. How is the food here now? The last time I was here...
I don't care about the food, Johnny. I want to get out of here. This place is serious, man. I haven't been here 24 hours yet, and already three guys have asked me to dance. And these guys really want to dance. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not out of here soon, I'm going to become one great boxer or one hell of a great dancer.
We tried to get you out yesterday, and we'll bail you out this afternoon for sure, but you have got a lot of legal problems.
What are you talking about? What kind of legal problems? I haven't done anything.
I know, man. It's that girlfriend of yours. One of the cops told me they stopped her car, and she had a lot of jewelry. She wasn't wearing it. You know what I mean? See, it's the loot from that wholesale jeweler down on the fourth floor, and now they got you tied into it. Because you snuck her into the building past the night guard.
But I'm always sneaking women into the building. I can't believe this.
I know, man. Just, it'll all get straightened out. It's a mix-up. Don't worry. Now, Carlson's got an attorney for you and everything, so just...
No, no, not Mr. Carlson. You get the lawyer. You, no, not you. Jennifer. Jennifer, get the lawyer.
It's a classic case of circumstantial evidence.
Good. Very good.
No, there's no good or bad. In the law, Arthur, the law is set up by and for our society as a whole. Now, in determining whether someone has actually broken the law, evidence must be brought forth. Direct evidence is simple. A number of people see the man commit the crime. Circumstantial evidence is something else. Again, it's a puzzle. It's like a puzzle. It's just, let me give you an example. There's an isolated house in the middle of a field, a body on the living room floor. A bullet hole in the living room window. Footprints in the newly fallen snow leading directly from the window to our man standing alone at the edge of the field. Is he guilty?
Maybe he just looked in the window after the crime.
That is right. That is exactly right. Do you understand that another piece of that puzzle is necessary? We need the smoking gun. And the smoking gun. Do you see how the picture changes? If we find our man standing there, still holding the smoking murder weapon in his trembling hand, add to this a little history of animosity between our man and the murder victim, and the balance tips toward guilt, even though nobody has actually seen our man do anything.
I have a question.
Yes.
How did the man in the field keep his gun smoking so long after the shooting?
What?
Lass! Guns just don't go on smoking forever.
Go on. Thing. Let me see. Sims has been arrested on the basis of a very few pieces of very circumstantial evidence. However, I don't believe that anyone has a smoking gun in this case.
Mr. Bartman?
Yes.
You said we could help. How?
Well, I need you all as character witnesses. I need you all to testify that Mr. Sims had neither the motive, nor the opportunity, nor the inclination to commit this crime.
That's no problem.
I think I'd be wanting to use all of you, with the possible exception of Mr. Nessman. Until things start to go bad and when we're looking for a mistrial.
Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes, Your Honor. If it please the court, may I bring your attention to information number 821504, Gordon Sims.
Mr. Sims, you understand that this is not really a trial.
If it please Your Honor, I represent Mr. Sims in this matter, and he is aware that this is a preliminary hearing, not a determination of guilt or innocence.
Thank you, Counselor. Stay ready.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Sims is charged with 5 counts of burglary, 1 count of possession of stolen property, also with conspiracy to commit a felony and pandering.
Call your first witness.
The state would like to call Miss Jessica Langtree.
Is that the girl?
I believe so.
Gee, I don't see how she could commit a crime.
I like her.
Would you state your name, please?
Jessica Langtree.
Do you know Gordon Sims?
Yes, sir.
Now, Ms. Langtree, I'd like you to tell us in your own words how you come to be here today.
I guess I'm here because I'm a victim of love. I loved Venus. I did anything he wanted me to.
Venus is Mr. Sims' sobriquet?
Yes. Anyway, he had a plan that would give us everything we wanted, he said.
And you went along with this plan?
Yes. I did anything he told me.
Such as?
We burglarized a jewelry wholesaler.
Wexler Jewelers, in the same building where Mr. Sims works.
Hmm? Yes. I'm so ashamed.
Oh, my goodness. How'd you do it?
Venus put on a pre-recorded tape of his show.
So it would sound as though he were on the air, when in fact the two of you were committing the crime.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Ms. Langtree, was this the only time that you and Mr. Sims committed a burglary?
No. There were 4 other times.
4 times! She's fine! She's fine!
Counselor, warn your client.
Sit down, sit down. Venus, control yourself.
I'm not going to sit here and let her lie.
You have to. This is a court of law.
Sergeant, what else have you been able to find in this investigation?
Well, at the time of Mr. Sims' arrest, he was wearing a diamond earring, which upon further investigation proved to be one of the stolen items taken from a previous burglary at Brandt's Jewelers. We discovered that there had been at least 4 other burglaries committed in exactly the same way during the last month.
Do you know him well?
Yes.
Is this a picture of him?
Not a very good one.
But is it him?
Well, this sort of looked like him, huh?
Your Honor, this is a composite drawing done by a police artist based upon an eyewitness description given by a night watchman at Brandt Jewelers who saw this man running from the back of the office on the night of the robbery with a satchel in his hand at 7:15 p.m. Mr. Travis, did you work late on the night of February 28th?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice whether Mr. Sims used a tape recorder on that night?
That's standard practice.
No. Just answer the question.
Yes.
How long had the tape recorder been playing?
Gosh, that's hard to say.
But just roughly.
An hour. Maybe.
Hour? Maybe? Maybe more.
Maybe.
Did you actually see Mr. Sims at all that night?
Yes, I did.
For how long?
A few minutes.
Hmm?
I said a few minutes.
A few minutes. So you don't know where he was for an hour, maybe more.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Travis.
I know for a fact that Gordon Sims is a fine man who would never break the law under any circumstances. You have my word on that.
Your word?
That's right.
Mr. Caravella, have you ever been arrested yourself?
It is my feeling that Mr. Sims could never be involved in what you've suggested.
You sound very sure of yourself, Miss Marlowe.
I am.
Even after hearing the overwhelming evidence, still...
That will be enough of that. This witness has kindly consented to come down here and answer all your questions. You've done nothing but browbeat her. I will not have that sort of thing going on in my court.
Thank you, Corky.
Mr. Tarlick, would you say that you and Mr. Sims got along?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, we have our differences. Most black and white people do. And you can disagree as long as you don't shoot anybody.
No, you're not saying that Mr. Sims carries a firearm.
Oh, heck no. Venus doesn't even like guns. He almost shot Andy one night and has been sick about it ever. It wasn't Venus's fault. See, he thought that Andy was a burglar. See, we'd had a burglary in the station.
You mean there was another burglary in the same building?
Right. See?
Let's say he did do it.
All right.
You would still have to prove it. That's the law.
Yes.
Smoking gun.
Yes. Mr. Nesman, do you know if Mr. Sims has ever been involved in a crime before?
Just the one time when he broke into a photographer's studio to steal some photographs of a friend of ours who was naked at the time, but that was different. He had to. It wasn't his idea.
Oh, perfect.
This isn't me.
It does look like you.
Yes, it's a black man with a beard.
Can you tell us how you come to be here today?
No, I can't. I feel like a character in a Kafka novel. I haven't done anything. I've never stolen anything in my entire life. The earpiece was from her. It was a gift. Now, I can't account for my whereabouts every minute of the day, but nobody can. Tell you, the worst thing I ever done in my life was I worked for Nixon once. But it was only for an hour. And it was because...
And because of what?
Because this good-looking girl asked me.
Excuse me.
Mr. Sims, why do you think Miss Langtree says that you committed these burglaries?
So she can get a shorter sentence, that's why. All she has to do is turn in the ringleader, so she says it's me. After that, she'll be on the street in 6 months. And then I'm sure you'll find her and the real ringleader sipping piña coladas in the Caribbean. Meanwhile, I'll be trying to make the prison boxing team.
Mr. Sims, upon careful consideration of the evidence presented, and notwithstanding that much of it is circumstantial, I find that the prosecution has substantiated a prima facie case against you, and therefore I'm going to send this case to the grand jury.
If it please, Your Honor, I'd like to request that Mr. Sims remain free on his own recognizance.
Denied. You are hereby remanded in custody with bail set at $200,000. I'm sorry, Mr. Sims, you're going to have to accompany the officers back to county until your bail can be arranged. This court is adjourned.
Oh, well.
I'm innocent.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a lot of guilty men go free, but I've never seen an innocent one go in yet. It just don't happen that way, my friend. What are you doing? Some Muslim thing?
Sort of. I'm praying to my God.
Yeah? Well, a lot of good that's gonna do you now.
Watch your step.
Hold that elevator.
What do you got here?
Burglary.
Jewelry, sir?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Guy confessed, yeah, but he's not the real ringleader. No, it was the woman, Jessica. It was all her idea. He was just some poor sucker who would do anything for a good-looking woman.
Not like you, huh?
That's right.
He practically put you in San Quentin. Yeah. You're lucky.
Luck had nothing to do with it. It was hardcore prayer. A miracle, pure and simple, my friend.
I've often thought that I had a double.
Oh, Les.
Imagine that, two of them.
I think there's another universe just like ours right next door, with all our doubles. A double station, double desks, double doors.
Double dates.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is I've learned my lesson.
The value of prayer?
That, and never listen again to a good-looking woman.
Venus, would you do me a favor?
Coming up.